Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Former Governor Rod Blagojevich is back home in Chicago after being released from a Colorado prison yesterday. The release came after President Trump commuted Blagojevich's 14-year prison sentence on federal corruption charges. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the story.
Rod, welcome home!
Welcome home, Rod! Welcome home, man!
There were a few supporters and a lot of media hanging around outside Rod Blagojevich's Northwest Side home as he arrived back from prison close to 12:30 this morning. He plans to talk more to reporters later, but the man who was thrown out of office by legislators in his own party was convicted of corruption and who spent nearly 8 years of a 14-year sentence in prison still sees himself as a victim and does not apologize for his actions.
There are a lot of communities in America that know what this has been like, to be able to be persecuted and railroaded by a corrupt and frankly racist criminal justice system.
How did he learn of his commutation? Blagojevich says fellow inmates told him when they saw President Trump on TV. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Meanwhile, the woman credited with blowing the whistle on Blagojevich says his release is more about what's in the president's best interest, not justice.
Pam Davis, former CEO of Edward Elmhurst Health, who wore a wire for the FBI to collect evidence against Blagojevich back in 2003, tells the Daily Herald the decision to commute his sentence was appalling and frightening, claiming both Blagojevich and the president abused the power entrusted to them. Davis contacted the FBI after she suspected the Blagojevich administration was engaging in a shakedown scheme involving the hospital and its bid for a new multi-million dollar facility in Plainfield. Davis, who is now retired, is writing a book about her time working with the FBI on the case and what it was like to be running a hospital while working undercover for the federal government. Julie Mann, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot's series of meetings in Springfield yesterday, sure to be a topic of discussion after today's city council meeting.
Chicago aldermen are expected to approve a measure making way for the city's first cannabis growing operation on the south side, and they'll likely okay earlier hours for alcohol sales at Sunday brunch places. Mayor Lightfoot is asking the council to approve her revamping of the Neighborhood Opportunity Fund program created by former Mayor Rahm Emanuel. The Daily Line reports that fund has some $57 million collected from big developers and meant for projects in struggling neighborhoods, but the Emanuel administration used less than $1 million of it. Lightfoot blames unrealistic restrictions. Also on the agenda, an ordinance slapping people who falsely pose as ride-hailing drivers with $20,000 in fines and 6 months in jail. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A teacher hurt last year in a hit-and-run accident that left another teacher dead in Orland Park is filing a lawsuit against the retired priest charged in the case.
Elizabeth Kostek filed the suit naming Paul Barak and a bar as defendants, claiming the bar overserved Barak to the point of intoxication before the crash. Kostek and Margaret Leija, both teachers at St. Michael's School in Orland Park, were walking to their cars after leaving a holiday party at the restaurant December 4th when they were hit. Leija was killed. Barak was later arrested after authorities identified him as the driver. He has pleaded not guilty to a charge of leaving the scene of a fatal accident. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Governor Pritzker delivers his budget address to lawmakers at noon today.
Much of the run-up to today's speech has included the governor's proposed $147 million increase to the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. State Representative Tom Demmer says it sounds good.
We stand certainly open to supporting an increased appropriation to the agency, but this is not a problem that money alone is going to solve. There's been an ongoing effort with a DCFS work group with members of all four caucuses. We need to have both strong leadership, policy changes within the organization, as well as an increased investment.
And of course, whenever the governor mentions his plan for a graduated income tax, which he calls the fair tax, the GOP will not be in support. That income tax switch is on the state's November ballot. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A 24-year-old Milwaukee man is facing felony charges for allegedly firing a gun at several children who threw snowballs at his car last month. William Carson is alleged to have fired 9 shots at 7 children, hitting a 13-year-old boy and 12-year-old girl, and grazing a 3rd child. Carson is being held on $35,000 bond. 2 Chicago police officers are hospitalized after a crash in the Loop early today. Police say they were in a marked squad car heading to a call at Roosevelt and State when their vehicle was involved in a collision with another along the 300 block of South State. The 2 officers in the squad are reported in good condition. 3 people in the second vehicle refused treatment.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.